Are there any particular themes, Ajahn Chah's teachings, and Ajahn Chah's teachings that regularly came up? Jila Samadhi Panya. And he really didn't stray very far from those fundamentals of the training, and you know, the Trisika, Jila Samadhi Panya. Really never strayed very far from Anicca Dukkha Anatta. Four Noble Truths, right view, sila and right view were really fundamental to how Ajahn Chah taught and laid the foundation, so that even over and above, it's like a meditation practice. How is your sila? How's your virtue? How's your integrity? What view are you holding? Or do you have view that aligns itself with Four Noble Truths? View that aligns itself with Anicca Dukkha Anatta. Those are just so important to Ajahn Chah, because that's without that fundamental foundation, that first step on the path starts already going off in some weird direction. And so that he was very good at planting people's feet on the ground and starting the path. So those themes would always come up, and certainly that aspect of not following habits, not following attachments, not following desires, relinquishment, letting go is the essence of the path. That being the knowing is just so important. That theme of learning how to distinguish between what is the mood of the mind, what's the object of the mind, and what is the knowing of that object, the knowing of that mood, because release is always in the knowing; it's not in the object. So those themes, he could expound on that for forever.